Thank you for tuning into The Brand Standard, hosted by the Caldwell Creative. I am Nashay Caldwell, here with Shamika Morgan, here to discuss relationships, entrepreneurship, womanhood, and faith.
Are you trying to find clarity, purpose, and still have a nice personality? The Brand Standard represents our lives, our brands, building and enhancing women of God in entrepreneurship, encouraging you while we encourage ourselves. We set the bar for the rest of the world. We need to set and exceed the bar for ourselves. Welcome to The Brand Standard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It has been so long and we have missed podcasting for you guys. However, we are back with several new episodes, especially this one, on just balancing husbands and business in general. And I think now more than ever is an appropriate time to discuss how balancing life with your husband and balancing life as an entrepreneur, balancing life as a business owner or an employee or whatever, balancing those schedules, how much more relevant it is now than ever before. So before we get started, be sure to subscribe to whatever Apple or Spotify or whatever podcast platform that you prefer, so you can get notified when we drop new episodes, hopefully every week, and certainly every month.
I wrote praying for strategy for the family, the vision for the family, planning. It's important to have a team player in your husband. It taking a village. How those things had to increase with the pandemic is one of the topics I wanted to talk about.
Okay. I think we can start there because mine are very similar. So I can just piggyback off of what you're talking about. Mine are more, I want to say not surface, but they're more overall, like in general kind of points. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to use specific examples of how I do it myself, but, go ahead. Cause I think your topics are a lot more, niched down essentially.
Maybe. I don't know.
Just try. Well, not just try, but just go. Go.
Hold on. Wait, let me. It's okay. This going on a podcast.
Yep.
See, this is how we have to run our lives. You got to be everywhere at the same time. You got to be an octopus.
Like this is what I tell my mom though. You cannot be everywhere all the time, and you cannot be everything to everybody. That's exactly what I tell my mom.
Saying no is definitely very important.
Yeah. Okay. But
learning the art of saying no.
That's a whole nother.
Definitely very important.
I think that's a separate podcast. Don't you think?
But I guess to start, the number one thing in my life, in our lives, in my family's life, is God as our foundation. And I've just found throughout this life that when we keep him first, when we're seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, then all of the other things will be added onto us. I find that our lives are so much more at ease when we are keeping everything in perspective, meaning God first, keeping our prayer life intact. And that has really been essential in the balancing of husband, businesses, children, ministries for me.
Right.
One of the things that we came to agreement about, me and my husband, was that we needed to pray for a strategy for our family. What is it that God is saying for our family? Yeah, certain families do it a certain way. Yes, our parents did a certain way. Yeah, we may admire someone else's family dynamic, but what is God saying for our family? That's so very important.
Exactly.
Coming up with what is the vision? What is the focus? What is the dynamic of the family? What are some key things that you know, okay, these are our foundation things. We're not going to deviate away from these things.
Right.
Even coming together and, you know, saying like how you want to balance it all, like who's going to do what. Obviously, there are some traditional things that come into play, some things that women do, right. Some things that men do.
That's the whole, I think that's another podcast too.
That's a whole nother podcast.
And I'm just rolling my eyes.
And then
eyes.
That also goes along with submission, but that's a whole nother podcast. Mm,
that's episode 25.
But it's so important to just have those line of communications open. Like, you cannot successfully do this without obviously communicating and saying, like, hey, this is what needs to be done on my end today. What has to be done on your end? And then how are we going to collectively work towards the kids?
Yeah.
So that's been so very vital with this pandemic, us being in quarantine.
Yep.
Obviously, in my situation, we have all four of our kids at home. My bonus son is in North Carolina, but we have all four of our kids at home. And then I am going into 7 months of pregnancy. So balancing husbands, balancing business, balancing ministry, children, all of that has been a challenge. But I can't say after, what has it been, like a month and a half?
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Since we've been on this quarantine, that we have found peace in the matter. And we have been, you know, I guess somewhat, I don't even want to say we've been successful, but we've been managing.
Right. I saw somebody's shirt. If you follow the home edit, it's like surviving, not thriving. And I love that because that is exactly what's happening. It's like, I'm just trying to get through this. I'm just trying to get through this. Yeah.
I mean, literally being thrown this curveball of not only having to wear the hat of mompreneur, the hat of, you know, ministry on my end, the hat of being a wife, being a caregiver, homemaker, but now I'm a whole teacher.
And what do you think about applying, like, in regards to all of those things, just being a woman? What about, where's just being Shamika coming in?
See, that has to go back. We got to go back to our self-care.
And well, right, which was that was like the last episode, but that's kind of what I want to talk about too. It's like womanhood and husbands and business and being moms,
right?
And I'll just say my I think you laid out your 4 points very well. I'll just say mine briefly. Obviously, setting schedule. I'm a planner. And I'm a plan nerd. It makes me feel better to actually sit down and plan. Even if I have absolutely nothing going on, I plan something. I don't know what it is or, you know, why, but it just alleviates stress for me when I can sit down and actually plan something out. So my tidbits or my notes, points or whatever, are to set schedules, create surprises, obviously communicate, and then have an overall goal. So that's why I said mine are very similar to what you were saying. And I say have an overall goal. I'll jump in on that point because I feel like, you know, when you're in grade school, the goal is to get to 12th grade and graduate, right? Then when you graduate, it's like get to college and get through college and graduate. It's like there's a goal at every new adventure. Every level. Yeah, at every level, every new adventure. And then when you get married, it's like, what? You know, it's like, what are we supposed to do? Last forever. Okay, well, that's androgynous. That, you know, that's like, okay. On a day-to-day basis, what does that look like? So having an overall goal for your marriage, I think for yourself, and then obviously for business is great. But out of all three of the, and a mom too, but all of those four things combined, what exactly is the main overall goal? So I think figuring that out, like you said, especially dealing with scripture, especially having a foundation in Christ, what is that goal? Communicating the goals, creating those little surprise moments and setting schedules. So this week, Dre and I have been arguing. So this week we've come to the agreement of setting a schedule. We're going to have Marriage Mondays.
That's good.
And every Monday, I'm trying to create new things. I asked him, this morning what we want to do tonight. He's backing out for tonight's Marriage Monday. That's fine. It's going to happen because both of us are entrepreneurs. But I feel better knowing that there's something that we're, you know, it's going to get planned out. It's going to get scheduled. And then on some of those Mondays that are from now until, there'll be some surprises in there. And I think that makes it exciting to look forward to and exciting to balance. Like, I know I have to cut my schedule off from work and even the kids' work at this time because I have to go into wife mode and woman
absolutely
mode. So setting those schedules, creating surprises, communicating that, like, he had to tell me he has something to do at 10 o'clock, so PM. So obviously our Marriage Monday can only happen either when he gets back and I'm asleep or before he leaves. So little things like that, I think, make a huge overall impact. And I'm saying this as if we've been doing it forever. We've been married 8 years next week. This is not something that just comes about super easily.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's not.
That's
like, okay.
Point.
Yeah, this is, it's still a work in progress. It's always something new. Not to say we weren't having date nights, but actually implementing and scheduling and creating those surprises, that's new to me, you know? And
it's ever-changing.
It's ever-changing, yeah. So it's, I don't want anybody listening to think that this is something you have to do this week. It's just something we're implementing. If you could do it early on, if you're in year one, year five, year zero, newlyweds, just a couple, whatever, I think it'll be fun to set boundaries, obviously, with work, but then create new possibilities and create new and exciting things to create longevity in your marriage. To me, that helps create balance.
Definitely. I definitely have to agree.
Yeah.
We have our cutoff times.
What are your cutoff times? What time are you like, I'm done with this?
Well, when it comes to business,
exactly.
Usually like around 5 o'clock, I'm like, I'm over.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't have that yet. I'm still trying to figure out. So I say five or at the latest six, just so I can wrap everything up and get ready to make dinner or figure out what we're going to eat for dinner. But I do still answer emails and answer calls or whatever. I respond to people and or clients when, you know, if they're up, I feel like I'm up too. I probably need to take a lot of things off my phone and mm-hmm. just put them on the computer. That way, when I get back to the computer, they'll be there instead of it just like dinging my phone. I may do that. I don't know. That may help. What do you think?
You know what I just implemented last week?
What?
It's only because I just saw it.
What?
There is this feature. Sorry, any Android users, but there's a feature on the Apple phone and it has a downtime.
Oh, like in automations or in tips or something?
It is in settings mm-hmm. and I think it's maybe in the do not disturb section. I'm not absolutely sure. It might be there, but you can turn it on and it literally shuts down all of the apps that you use frequently and you could put the time in. Like, so mine is set from 10 to 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's turned on. So then from 10 to 4 a.m., all of those apps, I can't open them.
Oh, I see.
And I don't get any notifications from them.
Okay. So I do have my Do Not Disturb on from setting like the bedtime. And my bedtime is set from 10:30 to 8 right now. Maybe we'll talk about that too, but I want to back that up. To start getting up earlier. I don't know when, or you got to pray for me on that one because I'm just not there. but I do have the Do Not Disturb one, but I have to find out how to select specific apps not to disturb essentially from those hours. That's cool.
Yeah. So it just automatically like knows, okay, you frequent, you know, based on the screen time that is recording. The ones that you're frequenting the most, your social media, your work apps. It even shut down my Bible app. And I was like, look, you're going to have to turn this back on because I need to read
it. How do you select them? Okay, we'll talk about that later. But that's a good tip.
Yeah, you can dig into
figure out how to set those boundaries on the phone. Because I think putting it down will help create just a natural schedule. Obviously, mm-hmm. from 10 until whatever time in the morning is an appropriate time so you can rest or do some self-care, have time with your husband or spouse or couple, you know, whoever. You can have time to just relax, essentially, and not be with the phone in your hand.
Right. And not only you're not getting a notification, but you also don't have the temptation to open the app.
Because you're saying it doesn't open.
It won't open.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Your time limit, basically. The app won't open.
Mm. Okay, yeah. I'm going to dig into that. Maybe we'll have a blog go out about that, about setting schedules. Because I think that's an effective way. It's almost like training yourself to be present for whatever that time slot, you know, is. So from just say 10 to midnight, it's literally husband time, you know. And the phone not being a priority or even around or available to click into will then, you know, make your mind be like, okay, yeah, I should probably be doing this. That's cool. Okay, maybe we'll have that down in the show notes.
I think that'll be a good option.
What do you think about? Yeah, I think so too. That's good for me. I'm going to use that. What about creating surprises? What do you think? Do you and Dewan do anything? Yeah, do you and Dewan do anything like that?
I think it comes naturally. Like, I don't know if I have ever planned for it. Like, today I'm going to give him some sort of surprise.
What is it?
But I've definitely...
is it a secret?
...have done things just as they've come to mind.
But is it a secret, the surprise?
It's a secret to him.
What is it?
Like some of the things that I've done. See, he likes small things like a new set of headphones or his favorite meal.
So yours is more like gift giving. Yours is more like gift giving.
Yeah, like gift giving or servitude, because those are like some of the things. I probably shouldn't be saying this, but those are some of the elements of people's love languages.
Why shouldn't you say that? People have love languages.
Because don't nobody need to know what my husband's love language is.
Oh, girl. I heard that. I wasn't even thinking about
it. I don't need nobody else knowing that but even... me. That don't need to be common knowledge.
Girl, okay.
That's a secret.
I heard that. Okay, well, I have a try me attitude. You keep people at bay, but I'm like, I'll tell you all the things that you want to know. Try
it. See, you put it out there. You like, yeah. I dare you.
I dare you. Cross the Lord's boundaries if you want to. If you want to. First of all, Nashay and Andre Caldwell are very difficult to deal with. I don't know how he does it, and he don't know how I do it. So.
You don't want these problems.
You don't want
it. You really don't.
You do not want this, and then don't get me mad. That's a whole nother level. Crazy. Okay, moving on. So that's how you create your surprises, just as like tokens of
appreciation.
Yeah,
because okay. He has been such a trooper, especially during this time.
I need to do
with
that.
Me doing a lot of more working from home than he has, but him studying and then the kids. So it's been a lot. So
yeah.
Just trying to make sure he knows that I appreciate him for letting me sleep in an extra hour in the mornings.
That's so nice. Oh, y'all are cute. I'm trying this little marriage over here. We not the little marriage that could, but we just.
You two are special indeed.
Our personalities. So much.
I love listening to them. They make me laugh. But we're not so much different than you all.
I know.
Know that you guys have like are still trying to battle with bowing out. So you both are alphas and we're both alphas too. But you're still fighting that challenge of like who's gonna bow out first when it really just has to be more of instead of fighting each other, fighting together.
We'll get there. I mean, that's if we figure it out, then we gotta die. So I don't think we ever gonna figure it all the way
out. It's an everyday thing.
Yeah, it's an everyday thing. And it makes it fun.
And plus, I mean, y'all, listen, y'all got a little bit of crazy in y'all. Y'all kind of like it.
I think Dre likes it. I think he likes to drive me crazy.
He likes the feistiness. You like the feistiness. It probably makes it work in the bedroom. I don't know. But y'all like it. So whatever
works. No, I don't want to be the couple that like, oh, they like drama. I don't like drama. I do not like to fight with my husband. No, it's not. I do not like to fight with him. I just am not a pushover. So if you want to fight with me, if I feel like it today, then you can get it too.
I got time today. I got time to fight with you today.
You are not excluded from the I have time command because you are my husband. Now, some days I will be like, I'm definitely not in the mood, and he will be talking to a wall, which makes him even more furious. That's when I really get him, when I don't respond, then it drives him nuts. So
yeah, like that whole thing we were talking about before with loving the hell out of people.
Yes, exactly. Like, let me just, in my mind, I'm really praying and I'm really doing other things in my head, and you're just going, you're just arguing. And I'm literally like
silent.
complete and utter silence. Anyway, so I think Dre likes it. I do think he likes the drama. I think he likes to see me feisty or upset, or not upset, but you know, like commanding that way.
He likes to push your buttons.
He does. He likes to push my buttons. That is correct. So then it drives a wedge, but it's like, yeah, I should be creating these little bitty like tokens of appreciation for him, but I'm so mad. I'm still mad from 2 weeks ago. I'm over it. That's why we have Marriage Mondays now.
So yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, we'll have a deadline to get over whatever it is, because you're going to show up for this date, and I'm trying to think of new ways to...
The deadline is that evening, because you're not supposed to be going to bed angry.
No, I rarely go to bed angry, and if I do go to bed angry, I don't sleep well, which is another reason I know we're supposed to be together. Meanwhile, Pride over there just be fast asleep, like wallowing in his rest.
Snoring and all.
Yes. And I'm just over there boiling, rolling around, tossing and turning. Yeah, so we're going to start creating. I'm going to start doing more of that, creating those little surprises. Maybe not in the form of gifts so much, but I think because we aren't to that point yet. But I think just even taking the time, because we haven't been on a date. Shameful to say. I know. Like, I don't even know.
What is a date?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I want to create. I want the kids to be all in the bed. And I want to create like a 2-hour window as if we were going to go out, go to the restaurant, have a drink. You know, I want to create the whole mood. Burn a candle.
The whole mood.
Turn the lights low. Yeah. And make it something. And if I do that every Monday, imagine doing that every Monday with Dawn. Wouldn't that be like, oh, just to me, that's peaceful. That's rest. I love us when we're like in that mood. And especially if we're getting over something.
And I think that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
We have, obviously, you know from my ministry page that we have dedicated Marriage Mondays, things that we do.
Right.
But those items are normally catered to other couples.
Y'all got to do it too.
I've never even thought about
doing something
like make this day about us.
Yeah.
Like that's the day that we normally spend time
pouring into other,
praying for other people. Pouring into other couples. So it's.
Am I on the list?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. That's a long list you got.
Can I just be in the number? Yes.
Yeah, put me in
absolutely
the number.
Absolutely. Yes, of course.
Let me tell y'all something. Shamika and Dewan are sitting, if they're not Christ themselves, they're right in line next to them, sitting next to the throne. I mean, everybody falls short. I'm just saying, y'all, if you want somebody to pray for you, tell Shamika to call the main line. She has the number to Christ himself. She has the phone number.
Listen, so, if you in Christ Jesus, all of us have the number.
I have it too, but listen, and when I pray,
I got Jesus on speed dial.
You have him on speed dial, friend. You are so
so sanctified. You are there. I think this is the difference. When I pray deeply like that, it takes so much out of me. Remember when you were saying I was like an intercessor? I believe that when I pray, it takes so much out of me. I can't do that every day. I can't lay down like that every day. Because I go to full on tears. I get upset. I start feeling other people's emotions. So I just don't even, that's like a good once a month prayer for me on my prayer line.
We'll pin that and talk about that another time because there are some things I definitely need to share with you in regards to what, because there has to be a strategy for prayer too.
I agree with that.
So you're not so drained. Yeah. So we'll talk about
that. Yeah, we'll talk about it. But at this point, I like the once a month, how it's been going. It doesn't feel bad. It doesn't feel daunting. Lately, I've been praying a lot more just because of this pandemic and because people are dying. And I know people who have died intimately. So, you know, I've obviously been praying more and people are getting sick. And that's just a whole nother level of prayer to me. It's not like, you know, most time you're not necessarily asking God for something in prayer. It's more about praise when I pray and thanking God for other people or whatever. But now it's been a whole nother level. Okay. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. So we're setting schedules. We're going to create surprises, communicating, I think communication is a double-edged sword sometimes. Because if you don't know how to communicate, it was no point in you opening your mouth in the first place. I think communication is something that obviously is a consistent, it's a moving target. It's never like, this is the certain way to communicate these things and that's it. I do think there is, like you were saying, like it has to be a strategy behind it. It's like, you know, you think before you speak at all times anyway, but especially when you're talking to your husband and when you're trying to set schedules with somebody else who is just as commanding and whose time is just as important, you know? So I think communication in regards to being a wife and balancing work and being a wife, I think it's more so a meeting more than a communication. Yeah, it's like, here's what I have going on. And the other person says,
you do have to sit down.
Here's what I have going on. Okay, when can we fit the kids' things that are going on into these, you know, these schedules? Okay, that's fit in. That's the third piece. Then the next piece is, okay, now when can we have time for ourselves? And that always gets pushed to the back and that question never gets asked. And so when it doesn't get asked, it doesn't get answered. Right. Which is why, again, we're starting to create these, you know, Marriage Mondays from here on out. So I think the communication has to be a full meeting. It can't be a meeting like, here's what I'm doing, here's what you're doing, and then we're off. Like you said, it has to be an assigning of tasks to like, you handle this week, I got this. Traditionally, I'm going to cook, you know, but if I need you to handle dinner. I think one of the great things my husband has done is taken the role of like, y'all don't worry about going out, I'll go out. I'm a homebody. I'm a homebody anyway. So, you know, it's not like I have to get out. I mean, I'm feeling the effects of not being able to just like anybody, but I'm fine being in the house. So when it's like, you know, what are we going to eat for dinner? Or, you know, I need some milk or we need this. He's the one that's like putting on his shoes and heading out the door. I never even really have to stay, which I still do. I still ask like, hey, do you want to get lunch today? Because in case he says no, I don't mind going, but he has definitely taken the lead on putting himself at risk before us, getting out there into the walking around normally in the world, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But I think that communication and the assigning of tasks and the assigning of like delegating who's going to be over what is essential to balancing.
Yep. Very important. And it just helps like your day go smoother because you already know it's already in place. Yeah. I mean, obviously the things are going to come up.
Right. Life happens.
And things may have to change on the fly, but at least you have a system in place. And you're a woman of systems, so.
Which is crazy because I think I try not to.
I know
to
for
include,
sure, you know, that'll work for you and your family.
Right, right. I think it's weird because I am a woman of systems and I do thrive off running on systems and planning. But I talk to Dre the least about it. Because to me, it feels like I don't want to bother you with all of these details, but I really need to. And we talked about that the other day too. I need to just go ahead and let's plan together every night for the next day or even for the week. Instead of me doing it
set aside
alone.
That time and and the burden shouldn't be solely on you,
girl. Now that's a whole nother. I think we've sprouted five more episode topics out of this one episode.
Oh my goodness.
But right, I should not carry that burden all the time, but that's, you know, that's just.
But I think sometimes it's you choosing to carry it because you think he's not going to hear you.
Right. That's one of my, not flaws, but that's just one of my things that I have to work on personally is like I do take on the role of doing everything and it's exhausting.
Right.
But I
can trust someone else with the other things. You can trust other people with the other things.
Yeah. Not other people, him. He's right there. Now, trust the other people. That's another episode. I don't trust anybody.
It's another episode, indeed.
I don't trust anybody. People will fail you. Only thing I can depend on is God. That's it.
That is the word. Hey,
and secondly,
you can trust the God in those people. If they are showing you if they're showing you the fruit, you can trust the God in those
people. That's a real big if.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real big if. But again, you have more community around you than we do.
Yes.
So your community is like vital in your trust system. I don't have, like, my family's in Florida. Dre's family's in Florida. So, I have one or two people, maybe at most four people here, and they live in totally different areas of the city. So, my trust is still very thin.
That kind of goes to that, what I was talking about in the beginning with it taking a village.
Right. So, yeah, go ahead and talk about that a little bit because you all have a really good community around you that will support when you and your husband are trying to do something or even to the point where they will notice if y'all need a moment or a break and people will volunteer, you know, to jump in and keep the kids or cook dinner or whatever. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So that's been very vital for us. Obviously with us having multiple children, that could become a bit stressful. So it's been very important for us to establish these relationships and, you know, depend on the grandparents sometimes, the godmothers, or thank God, you know, some very awesome women that attend our church that have been just more than open arms about helping us. And so those things are really important. But I would admit that initially when my kids were a lot younger, I used to be very protective about,
I mean, rightfully so,
go to, and obviously we're still like that. The discernment has to be there. We're not going to drop them off over anyone's house,
right?
And obviously that village is very tight-knit. We know these people, you know, their spirits are right. These are people my kids love. They love my kids. So there's no fear or concern there. But having that village is definitely an important part of being able to kind of balance and get a break sometimes. Right now, that village has been a little shrunken.
Because
we just can't get them to. We can't. First of all, we can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say we're supposed to be social distancing anyway.
Right.
Supposed to be anywhere.
We can't go anywhere. So then, you know, that's the limitation there. But I'm definitely happy that, you know, we have those tight, close knit people that we can say like, hey, the kids want to come over, or can the kids come over for this particular day, or whatnot? If we need to get things done, or we just need time together, or we got to do something for ministry, or you know, whatever case may be.
At what point do you decide that y'all need a break? Like after a certain amount of days, or if you just feel like y'all are disconnected a little bit, when do you decide, like, I need to, you know, ask this person or try to get the kids somewhere else, or let me just leave the kids with my parents and me and Dewan go somewhere? Like, when do you decide that you need that break?
I think I can be a little bit better about this, a little bit more intentional about this planning part of the breaks, because we just kind of go off of each other's hearts or exhaustion kind of, and it like might be almost a tidbit too late in the game when we realize that we're like retired. Because there's definitely been times we've waited kind of too late to discern each other about that break or to communicate it. And we have, you know, maybe still taking the kids somewhere where they're, you know, kind of picked up by the village. But then we are so tired that we can't even really do anything together. Like, we just kind of curl up in the bed and watch a movie till it's watching us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can definitely be a little bit more intentional about that. But it's kind of hard to say, like, okay, every 3 weeks, every 2 weeks,
then we're
going to do this with just how sporadic sometimes our schedule can be and things coming up. But I know for sure we can definitely be a little bit more intentional about making sure we're not maxed out
right before it gets
we
to that
get
point.
To that break.
Yeah. Do y'all keep a family calendar?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we
and
do
that
too.
That is also on our phones. We have the shared plan. Again, sorry, I cannot tell you what Android does. I don't know what Apple does.
And you know what? I think we talked about family calendars before, and I do have one posted, like a visual one for the kids daily and then for us monthly. But I need to put it on our phones, me and Justin.
Yeah, because you get those alerts,
that.
And that is so...
Yeah.
It's been really good for us.
Yeah, I don't have the alerts.
Because I set them, you know, you could set it for like ahead of time. So just in case he forgets. And it actually goes to Skylar's phone too, because she's hooked up to
the plan.
Our family plan, the shared iCloud or whatever it is. And she is mama number two. So when something comes up on that phone, she's like, mommy, such and such.
Yeah. She's
so,
getting
you
older.
Know, it helps. And then we have like the big calendar that we keep like in the kitchen area and write in important dates and birthdays and stuff like that.
I think that was insightful. I mean, do you have anything else you want to add
about the village or the whole thing?
Well, the whole thing. Yeah. So we could wrap up.
I think from just a mindset that we just have to be a little bit more intentional about our lives. And not just live a life of winging it.
You
know, some people kind of take this free-spirited approach, but I think the more people you add to your life, the more things you add to your life, you have to be a lot more intentional with planning and scheduling
and
having a strategy for these things. And then you have to take into account that sometimes you're just going to need a break. Sometimes you can't just go like 100 miles per hour every single day.
Right.
You'll wear yourself out. So you have to use wisdom and knowing when to stop and when to recalibrate and taking anxiousness and worry out of your life. Easier said than done, obviously, because as moms,
it's just
nurturing,
already
it's
there.
Just part of us.
Yeah.
So it kind of comes along with it.
Yeah, it comes with the territory for sure.
But even you can attest to this, because self-care in the mornings is so vital. It's been very important to you and to also to me, like having that personal time to just spend quietly reading the word, kind of commanding your day. You're saying, this is what my day is going to be like. It's going to be great. It's going to be full of productivity. We're going to have success. It kind of, it brings your attitude, your perspective to a level that you're able to just go into that day and get things done.
Right. With more of a commanding spirit versus a passive one. Because I was slipping into that.
Not just saying, well, whatever comes, just comes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I've been slipping into that.
You can't take on life like that.
Yeah. I've been guilty of that for sure, especially during this quarantine time. It's like just letting life come as it may. But I think that's vital, because I think as a woman, obviously self-care is up there and it needs to be, just so we can give like we normally do, but give to so many people. But if you don't ever rejuvenate or refill the tank, you just don't have anything else to give to anybody else.
You can't give what you don't have.
Right. And like you said, like you're saying, easier said than done, but that your anxiety level will just shoot out of the roof if you're on empty. And still overwhelmed with all these things that you have to do, because there's certain things that you just have to do on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, you know, just like eating and breathing. Some things you just have to do. I think for sure. So to wrap up, setting schedules, creating that balance. To me, when I hear balance, I hear set a schedule just immediately. Where can I put it on the calendar? If you're talking about a balance, that means making, committing time and setting the intention to actually accomplish whatever this is, and actually putting it on a calendar, like make it an action, set the schedule, make it an action, create those surprises in whatever way your spouse, partner, husband responds best. Obviously communicating and having that overall goal, prioritizing, I think all of these things, because you have to be a priority for yourself, but then I think your husband is a priority. And then every day the Lord obviously has to be a priority. If you don't know, we have a devotional for mompreneurs. It's really for entrepreneurs. There is a 5-day free one, and then there is a 4-week paid one that automatically comes to your email every day for 4 weeks. And it's pretty awesome. Shamika and I both participated in writing it. We'd love for you to grab it. You can go to thecaldwellcreative.com/shop and pick that up. You can sign up for free for the free 5-day one at thecaldwellcreative.com/sign up. And I think that's it for this one. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Brand Standard. Be sure you like, subscribe, and definitely share this podcast amongst friends, amongst business partners, and definitely with your spouse, especially for this episode. If you want more show notes or any more information, head over to our blog at thecaldwellcreative.com/blog. And you can search specifically for this podcast by heading to our podcast page at thecaldwellcreative.com/podcast. We'll see you on the next one.